This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. India and Chile exchanged agreements for cooperation in disaster management and cultural exchange. Both the sides also exchanged letter of intent on Antarctica cooperation. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with President of Chile, Gabriel Boric Font, in New Delhi yesterday, covering the full spectrum of India-Chile relations. In his press statement, Mr. Modi said, "Chile is an important friend and partner for India in Latin America." He said during discussions, they identified several new initiatives to enhance the cooperation in the coming decade. The Prime Minister said both the sides have instructed their teams to begin discussions on a mutually beneficial comprehensive economic partnership agreement. Speaking on the occasion, Chile President Gabriel Boric Font reiterated his country's commitment to enhancing bilateral ties. He highlighted the importance of strengthening commercial ties, investments, and critical mineral cooperation, which are essential to addressing global climate change challenges. The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 will come up for consideration and passing in the Lok Sabha today. Talking to the media at Parliament House Parliamentary Affairs Minister, Kiran Rijiju, who also holds the charge of the Ministry of Minority Affairs, said that 8 hours have been allocated for the discussion on the bill in the House.
The Honourable Speaker made an announcement that 8 hours is fixed right now for Waqf Amendment Bill, and if required, we will take the sense of the House and extend the time for discussion. Government is very honestly and keenly looking forward to have a proper discussion on Waqf Amendment Bill.
The BJP has issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to ensure their presence in the Lok Sabha today. Meanwhile, the Congress also issued a whip to all its MPs in the Lok Sabha to be present in the House for the next 3 days. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Protection of Interests in Aircraft Objects Bill 2025. The bill seeks to give legal effect to the Convention on the International Interests in Mobile Equipment. The bill also empowers the central government to make rules to implement the provisions of the convention and the protocol. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that the Army Field Hospital, established by an Indian medical contingent, has treated around 104 patients as part of the Operation Brahma in the earthquake hit Myanmar. 2 major surgeries were undertaken. The ministry also added that one Indian Air Force aircraft, C-130J, carrying 16 tons of humanitarian assistance and disaster relief material, arrived at Mandalay Airport in Myanmar. The humanitarian aid was handed over to the Lieutenant General Myaw Mo Aung and dignitaries of the Myanmar government. This was the first aircraft to land in Mandalay for HADR aid. The Nepal government has extended its gratitude to the government of the United Arab Emirates, UAE, for granting amnesty to 166 Nepalese who were illegally staying in the country and some serving jail time for failing to produce valid travel documents. A foreign ministry statement said that the Nepal government has extended its sincere gratitude for generously granting amnesty to 166 Nepali inmates on the occasion of the holy month of Ramadan and the festival of Eid. The decision of amnesty and pardon was taken following the request made by the government of Nepal through the Embassy of Nepal in Abu Dhabi, UAE. In a remarkable display of skill and dedication, young Indian equestrian player Niharika Singhania has brought immense pride to the nation by clinching first position in the prestigious Azalov CSI Lear equestrian competition held in Belgium. Competing against international participants, Niharika, the eldest daughter of industrialist and Raymond CMD, Gautam Singhania, demonstrated exceptional talent and composure to bring home gold. In IPL T20 cricket, riding on the blistering knock of 69 runs by Prab Simran Singh, Punjab Kings defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 8 wickets at Ekanna Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. Skipper Shreyas Iyer scored 52 runs. For Lucknow Super Giants, Digvish Singh Rathi took both the wickets. Earlier, Punjab Kings had won the toss and opted to field. Put into bat, hosts Lucknow Super Giants posted 171 for 7 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Punjab Kings comfortably chased down the target, losing only 2 wickets in 16.2 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.